Welcome back to the podcast. We've got something a little different in the feed tonight. Hot on the heels of our Deadlands The Flood campaign, we started a Deadlands Noir campaign. This session is our brainstorming and campaign building talk. It runs about an hour, and we fiddle about with Fantasy Grounds, the program, while we talk. There's a little character building in here, but no actual game. I thought it might be of some interest to you folks to hear how the sausage is made. So, here it is, our Deadlands Noir, Episode 0, with Chris, Richard, Jameis, Nick, and Sharon as our cast members.
Okay, give it a moment before you log back on. It's going to be the same key phrase.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I have to change the picture on the group now. It's no longer the flood.
Oh, you have to change which cover my character design is. And the new one.
So I'm going to have this open just for people that want to generate characters now. You're welcome to. But mostly I just wanted to get a few things set. For instance, which city we play in can be variable. I've got a couple
Chris,
options.
Chris, come on, Chris.
I'm here.
It's just take quite some time.
Everyone's got to download all the new stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that's right.
Shouldn't have to download too much for me, because I've already got that.
Campaign notes.
Yeah, well, there's nothing yet. It's a brand new campaign with nothing attached.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you next week, looking at how this download's going.
And I got
to. I can't remember if I actually did install the download, the Wrath Flood, the Noir on my system. Maybe not. Oh well, never mind. Alright.
So, what are our city choices?
Okay, so the base setting for Deadlands Noir is New Orleans. But there are some other things that might be interesting. For instance, after having played The Flood, Lost Angels is a location that could be played in as well.
As a Shan fan?
As a Shan fan, yes.
City of Bloom, Chicago.
Okay. Well, so...
There are different time settings as well. So, like, Lost Angels is set in 1946. Chicago is 1927. Shan Fan is 1939. City of Gloom, which is Utah or Deseret, is 1950.
Yeah, let's make sure that we say it right.
And New Orleans is set when?
Let me look that one up since it's a core one. New Orleans is 1935.
Could we get a few short words, like, on what the focus, what is the specific character of each one?
That's just it. It's the character of each one is the character of the city, not so much the focus of the campaign, which you will make yourselves. But for instance, did I lose people?
No, I'm here.
I think people just muted.
Sorry. Yeah. Although there are adventures available for the campaign city.
So, like, Lost Angels is set up right in the film industry is really taking off, and Lost Angels is kind of the central point for that. And so there's going to be lots of Tinseltown sort of plot lines in that one. Let's see. One second here. They give me short blurbs for each one, so I can just kind of... Chicago, of course, is during the Speakeasy era, 1927. So, you know, a lot of your things are going to run up against bootlegging, formation of the FBI or their version of the FBI, that sort of thing.
The Untouchables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And...
Except I have this picture of Al Capone as a Manitou, and...
Okay, it's telling me character selection, but I don't have a character, so just leave it.
Yeah,
blank.
Yeah, leave it for a minute. I've got to get all the module activated on this end.
Yeah. I do not know that Al Capone is in fact a manitou. That's just a vision I have.
Okay.
City of Bloom, 1950 is kind of, since Darius Hellstrom is still around, and it's kind of like the super science capital, so like, think of the World Fair, right? Like when all these new technologies were debuting and everything is going to be automated, and it's like the atomic age, 1950s atomic age. That's what Desiree is like, that campaign.
Okay. Shanfan?
Shanfan? I think that's going to be kind of like your... Let me look it up. I'm getting the feeling that Shanfan is kind of your wushu kind of... Yeah. Let's see...
Fu Manchuish?
Well, it's dealing a lot with Chinese immigrants, which are still really big there, so there's going to be a lot of that racial thing going on in Shanfan still. And Kung Fu is a big part of the culture, so it's going to be kind of like Big Trouble in Little China sort of thing.
Okay, and
actually,
New
that
Orleans.
Would be a really good comparison would be Big Trouble in Little China for the Shanfan.
New Orleans.
I'm
yeah.
guessing that's going to be a lot of vampires. Let's see.
I hope not.
It's got voodoo down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a heavy magic campaign where, so Cast a Deadly Spell would be right along the lines of what's going on in New Orleans.
I would like to do New Orleans.
Lots of voodoo, lots of occult detective sort of thing going on.
Yeah, like, that
sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah, I would vote for that one. Simply because... My highest preferences would be New Orleans and Chicago, simply because each is under the individual influence of their respective governments, so therefore there's a lot of interesting things going on with that. And then each, although I would figure Chicago would be much more boilerplate 1920s detective-ish, whereas New Orleans is much more To Cast a Deadly Spell. And I would love to play in a To Cast a Deadly Spell kind of campaign where...
So,
I'm Philip.
My big preferences would probably be New Orleans and then Shanfan, simply because with the Shanfan one, you'd probably get some really interesting things. If you're talking about 1939,
mm-hmm.
you introducing the actual possibility of whatever this world's whole golden age.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that's the Big Trouble in Little China is definitely a very pulpy kind of show, bigger than life characters and that sort of thing. Okay, so we have two preferences for primarily Shanfan. Chris, Richard, what do you guys think? Jameis?
They have no preferences. I steal their vote. I steal their
votes. No vote.
My first preference would be just that year. What you are keen to run in, Bert. I really want to run in the city. Yeah, go for that one.
Oh, how long are you intending to run?
It depends on the group. I'm thinking of doing a storyline, like a storyline, and if you guys are really digging it, we can go to another storyline, but we'll do it
so
as
are you
interest
talking
is.
Like that is one adventure which might span multiple sessions.
Yes, yeah. A storyline can be, 10 sessions, certainly more than 4, but, around 10-ish. And
at least
from there.
We miss everything in which case.
Yeah. That's
gets involved in the minutiae of outfitting, and they're still there.
So this campaign won't have an overarching story like the Flood. It's going to be more like a whole bunch of Savage Tales, and we'll link them together. And maybe a meta plot will develop out of that, depending on how long you guys want to take it for. But I'm going to leave that up to you. I'm going to write out one story arc's worth of stuff, and if it takes off and you guys really dig it, then we can go further than that. But that's my idea. And my preferences are in no particular order, either Lost Angels or the Louisiana, the New Orleans, yeah.
New Orleans.
Just because I've got a lot of stuff to draw on from those. I don't know if you guys ever remember the role-playing game Blood Shadows, which was kind of a fantasy noir, but had lots of shadings of what the New Orleans background is going to be. And there was some stuff I loved in that, and I was going to draw from some of that.
I used to live like an hour away from New Orleans, and know the city reasonably well.
Yes, Noir Orleans. That's
it's an interesting town, I tell you what.
So, having said that, the rest of you guys who have not voted yet, do you have any particulars?
I was thinking Chicago and then New Orleans, but I don't know. New Orleans sounds a little bit better, a little bit more interesting.
We're going to have to figure out how to pronounce Nolens.
Nolens.
You can just pronounce it in lots of different ways.
I know. It's so fun. It's like nuclear.
Just shove a beignet in your mouth and talk around it, and it's all good.
Oh, yeah. God. I haven't had beignets since a long
time. Oh, my God. They're so good. They're so good. God.
James,
sugar,
Richard?
Sugar on pastry.
Oh, it's so much more than that.
I don't know. The one time I was there and we had it, it was like, okay.
No, you did not go to the right place to have it.
Apparently I did not.
Yeah.
No. They are fantastic.
Apparently food is going to play a very big part. Of
Oh, man. We're in.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's known for food and voodoo.
And music.
Boobies. And lots music. Of boobies.
that's more of a later thing. But
yeah.
No, it's far more French than it is American, and the whole Cajun subset there.
It's actually far more French and Spanish.
I could see that too. During that time, I would love to hear what some of your Holland accents are going to be like.
Oh no, I like.
Doesn't mean we're going to have been born there. Perhaps I'm an Englishman coming over to visit. Yes, that will be a stretch for me to do that accent.
How did an English so somehow young and rheumatized went over to England and had a chance?
He's raised over there because reasons.
I cannot do a justifiably good Cajun accent, sadly.
I'm not going to try.
Just so I can be unintelligible to everybody.
Well, Seamus and Mitchell, are you guys all right with New Orleans in?
And to be honest, I think they probably put a lot more thought into the New Orleans setup than any of the other cities.
But if we're in New Orleans, we won't be able to investigate what happened to Bruno North.
There's nothing to stop us leaving the city and going somewhere else.
Yes.
Yes, there are.
Except for the things.
The boundaries of the campaign.
There's these invisible walls that you keep running into.
For some reason, everything looks misty and indistinct past this border.
You have to climb a high tower and get an eagle viewpoint and then jump off the roof.
Or the textures never quite in load in.
Speaking of things not loading in, but have you loaded in the basic Savage Worlds module?
I did not. Let me put that in. That would probably be helpful.
I got a basic hero when I tried to when the game was loading.
Character story images.
So,
personalities, okay.
I've kind of read Deadlands Noir, but I didn't go too heavy into it. I remember the magic being vastly different.
Same mechanics, but definitely different trappings going on.
I did not read any of it on purpose.
Alright, your library should now have the Noir Player's Guide, the Savage Worlds Deluxe, GM's and Player's Guide. You might even see the Adventure Deck as well.
Nope, not seeing squad.
If you click Library,
there we go.
And then you can open the books by clicking on them and dragging them to
I'm going to quit
out and reload.
I'm sorry, what was that, James?
Mine's not I'm going to quit out and reload.
Oh, man, this is bringing back some memories. Just the way I haven't played in this like modules in a while. Brings back some good
news. Alright, everything's gonna slow down while Jameis connects again.
Okay. I can't actually load any of these. I can
just hold on. Just hold on. Oh. Jameis is connecting, it slows everything down, people connect.
So
PD open so I can look at this.
I would like to throw my ring in the hat. If no one else wants
to throw your ring in the hat. Okay.
I've been doing
that a lot.
You're
gonna be playing somebody. That is awesome.
So I was thinking if no one else
pick up the hat, run off and sell the ring for lots of money. Right, I'm done, thanks.
Appreciate it. I would like to play. If no one else wants to play clergy, I can go with another priest. But I was thinking.
In this setting, priest isn't much of an option.
There are very few priests in this area. Okay. It's mostly because faith has waned so badly, given the things that have happened politically and nationally, that people with actual truth faith are way, way few and far between. That's not to say they don't exist, and if you were the only one interested in playing the character, I mean, I do have rules for it.
Yeah, if it's a viable character, then I wouldn't mind it. But my first instinct is something I haven't played a wizard in quite some time.
Well, now, those are options now. Like, yeah, wizards are definitely around.
I would definitely like to go the wizard route.
Okay, Bert, yeah. I should be able to click on the player's guide and open it up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I click on it. It shows me a image of an open book.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And nothing else.
What are you looking at?
You're
clicking on library, and then you're clicking on module, right?
I'm gonna close this out. Yep, so, I click on library, I click on modules.
Okay, and then you've got a bunch of stuff. Adventure Deck, DL, Noir, GM's Guide, DL, Noir, Flyer's Guide. Okay. You've got books there, which are there. So if you click on the book and move it to the drag to the left, it'll open the book, right?
Ah, click and drag to the left, okay.
And it'll open the books.
It opens the book, and I can't see anything.
Right, no, you shouldn't be able to see anything. Do all of that. Do that for all of the ones you want to see.
Okay.
Then you should be able to close that one. The X in the corner.
No, I don't. I can close out
the
top, of the data model.
Yeah, the data model activation. Close out of that. And then when you look back at the tab which is beneath that, which is the library itself, has it brought up on the side there?
Yeah, it will start to load.
It
takes some time.
That's also ass backwards.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to do it this way. The GM can say, hey, I force all these modules to load, and so they will all be up there. But because Bert has not done this, you are doing it ass backwards.
That is right.
And because it's all... I mean,
you gotta work for it!
Putting it all together now.
It'll take a bit for it to update, because it's sending across all the data files. Luckily, it's mostly text. Some graphics, but mostly text.
Okay.
Alright, so if you look at the player's guide manual, open it up, and look at making characters, basically that's the breakdown of how to do everything there. But specifically, if you want to play a wizard or a cleric, they are grifters, are the current mages.
Okay, I couldn't find mages. So.
Yeah, they're called grifters.
They're the...
Grifters.
Well done.
You can also play a voodoo person. That is one of the, if you want to call it a cleric, that is one of the available clerics, is voodoo.
Yep.
And you can play a herald from the start. Sure.
And the other one is a mad scientist, which is a good patron scientist.
Where are you finding that?
Making characters. And it says,
where are you finding what?
Making the character, is it in the Noir player's guide or the
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's about the sixth or seventh one down bullet point.
Okay.
The Grim Servant of Death. I'm going to murder you.
Interesting.
Magic's down the bottom.
I should have the companion in here too, but I don't use it.
It only adds two new classes and a cycle.
Right, but it adds the cleric, which is something else. I don't know even if that is actually out for
Fantasy Grounds
or not.
The
Blist and Psychers, if you want to go Psychers.
Oh yeah, Psychers is the other thing that's available.
Psychers.
Yep, psychically active people.
Fantasy Grounds, Deadlands, Player's Guide. I don't see it.
Yeah, it may not have been.
It's real tempting to play the character, but I don't know. Richard, do you, or Jamin?
Well, it depends what we're going for here. If we're going for sons and daughters, or descendants of people, of our old characters, then not really.
I think I'm just going to build a new version. Like, just like, there. Because, I don't know. Mr. Gideon had his ride.
Oh, well, would he have been offspring?
Which is why you're not playing as offspring.
Uh-huh. He's secretly homosexual the entire time.
No, I don't see the Companion's Guide in there.
Not on Steam.
It's not in the Fantasy Grounds shop either.
Someone may end up just adding it to the module, or someone probably has it as a load in, a side in. But as you're saying, the only thing is, there's a few things in it. Psyker's in it, and if you wanted to actually play a holy man, that's in there. And I mean, you certainly can. Whether or not we've got the actual dragon rock, we can still set it up. It's not difficult.
Yeah, it's not difficult. I don't know. I haven't played it out and out. I don't want to say bad person, but, you know, I've been playing an altruistic people here for a minute, so here you go with someone who's not that way.
But the character I had in mind, well, it still could be a granddaughter of Luke, is basically Selina Kyle, Catbird.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Well, I wouldn't call Selina Kyle, but basically just the shorthand thing, Selina Kyle. And that's why Dragon is with her too, because he's a cat. So she's a cat.
Cool. So is it actually going to be Dragon?
Yeah. If Dragon's allowed to still be around.
Oh yeah, yes. Certainly so.
Although he's been on a bit of a diet since times are not exactly plentiful under this. So he's not as fat as he was.
So he's literally a cat.
Hey, he didn't. She didn't steal him. He was quite willingly. I just don't know if I want to give her any magic powers or not.
It's the cat that wouldn't die. They just figured that Granddaddy experimented on the cat and did something to it. And so it's just been passed down from one generation of the Villainous to the next.
Maybe it does die every time, but the man who takes over, either a descendant of the cat or something else, they're just going on. It's just, it's a tradition that we always name one of the litter dragon.
Yep.
It's not the Manitou controlling us and telling us to name the dragon every time.
Dragon's undead by this point, so...
And Sharon, if you're interested in continuing Sarah Beauchamp, although you may have changed your last name over the intervening years, look at the Harrowed once your thing populates for you.
Okay, and that's in which book?
It's just in the player's guide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is a playable character class from the beginning.
But if I wanted to play, if I wanted to continue playing Sarah, we would have to work on scaling her back a bit.
You would start her as a new character, and what would be going on is during the intervening years, Sarah's like really done nothing. I mean, like she's been keeping up her investments and such, but everything else is atrophied, so you'd build her as a new character. I would allow you to keep some of your heroed abilities for free that don't really impact the game, like the one that you got to make yourself look fresh and normal. I forget what it's called, but you could keep that one without paying for it.
Okay.
And I would allow you to have a couple of things to start off with. Like, you could be wealthy to begin with because of all of your investments.
Okay. Well, let me think about that. Probably change your name, too.
But you're welcome to do it. It's just you would be playing her as a new character with everyone else, but I would allow some background stuff that don't really affect your impact as a character. So as I said, you could be wealthy with all the investments you made through your life. You can keep the one power that to let you appear to be normal.
Death mask.
Yeah.
But I would lose the cat eye, I would lose the...
Well, not necessarily, because you could choose those as being your powers from the character creation in the beginning.
Ah, okay.
I mean, the edges, so you just get five. Oh, all Harrowed characters get one Harrowed edge for free. It says right at the top of that. So you could have one of those. So, yeah. Interesting.
And you can easily say, if you wanted to, just change this up, say, oh, you weren't in enough time as a doctor, you've forgotten those skills, and you picked something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is many, many, many.
Because you've been suppressing your nature because of your love for Richard, or your want to be a human again.
Otherwise known as, I've had no need to use those claws that I paid for, so.
Yep. Kind of forgotten how to do it.
Yeah.
Also, there's the Texas Rangers and the agency running around.
Yes.
They typically like to plug things like you blow holes. So you go around making some noise, they're gonna kill you.
That would be an interesting plot point to use, is that since both the agency and the Texas Rangers both know Sarah Beauchamp, she could be like an agent that they occasionally come to ask questions of, or etc. Because you're a known monster that's helped them.
You've made friends with the ghost, yeah.
There's a hindrance like that, which I can't remember the name of, which is something like, I don't want to say occupation.
Some sort of notoriety type.
Yeah. Or you can be called on at any point. I don't remember what it's called. Oh, and it's just a simple word that I should know.
Is it obligation?
That might very well be what I'm thinking.
Obligation, minor or major. As a minor hindrance, her obligations are generally restrained on her time, such as work schedule she can't alter. As a major hindrance, your character's obligations are crucial and may be put her in harm's way. Failure to honor the hero's obligation always has consequences, though exactly what those are up to the situation of the Game Master. So certainly you could have an obligation, minor or major, to one side or both. That would be fine.
Is Van Dorn still around?
No. After Isaac died, it's kind of fallen apart. The agents went to the different other agencies.
Why?
Well, honestly, the way I had it written out is that the whole agency was actually a sham. Isaac actually started it because of his visions. And all of it was to get you guys into the position you needed to be in.
So Van Dorn, or whoever it was who was actually...
there a Van Dorn? There was never a Van Dorn.
Right, okay. But what about all the people who were... well, never mind.
Yep. Tough.
Yep. Well, I'm glad I said I'm not going back to work for them. Even before that stuff.
Have you guys figured out how to create characters in the character?
Yeah.
It's the default. You just pick the go to the character.
Yep. And just grab one and stick an ownership on it.
Wait, what are we doing here?
Open up the characters tab. And you'll see some characters, the ones that don't have names and aren't owned by anyone, you can just grab and make your own, change the name. There's only one left. There's one left now. There you go. You got it.
I did get. Okay. I'm not even seeing it.
I showed that you grabbed one. It says owned by Sharon now.
Which
top right. One of any number of those ones at the top there, which is...
Oh, okay.
Wow. Who is grabbing so many?
I did not grab. I only grabbed one.
Oh, Nick! Nick has grabbed like three or four, five characters. What are you doing, Nick?
It doesn't show me doing anything on my screen. I'm just clicking characters, and there's
right. And then at the top right, top left of the screen, you're not getting a huge bunch of things.
Oh, wow!
Every time you click on one, you're creating a character. Is what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I have multiple personality disorder.
I'm going to delete some of these now.
So if I close it, it should say the name.
If you typed in it, name, so it should already have that. Yeah.
Okay, great. It took the name. Awesome. Okay. So, how many, Bert, can you walk us through the character creation? How many points, or how many die shifts we get for attributes and everything?
You get 5. Start at D4 and everything. And then going up one die type to d6 is 1 point. And up to a d8 is 2. Okay. Oh, stupid. Stupid new thing, which means I have to.
Alright, so, Chris, do you have an idea for a character?
I was thinking of either a, sort of like a cop, like a police officer. I posted something on the boards about like a delusional cop where it's a relative of Eddie's who thinks he was, more of a do-gooder than what he was. Or the other one I was going for, thinking of is, you know, looking at the sample characters, like a bootlegger. You know, Eddie started something like a distillery and, you know, it's in the family and he distributes it all over the place. But I'm not sure which way I want to go.
I'm not saying anyone has to make their characters right now. We're just talking about some ideas.
Yeah, I just want to make sure our bases are covered more or less, and if I need to cover something.
Well, in this case, since we're not playing like a published adventure, you don't really have to worry about filling in holes. I'll cater to what you guys are as a group. So if you don't choose anybody that's got any kind of arcane powers, then you know I'm not going
to. Oh no, I'm. Someone I'd play.
How do you get... Well, this is bad. Okay. Never mind. I think I figured it out. Okay. Alright, so you use the standard, I'm sorry, the standard, Savage Worlds character edges and everything to make a character?
Oh, yeah, you can, and you can look at the new ones that are inside the Deadlands Noir's Player's Guide as well. They've got a whole bunch of new edges and hindrances and such.
Oh, there's only one new skill.
Yeah. But as far as edges and hindrances and that, there's a whole bunch of new ones. The new skill that they have now is Perform. You take it once for each type of performing, like perform juggling, perform dancing, perform acting. You have to specify. That's the only new skill. New edges, there are a lot.
It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to take Psycho just so we can see what Psycho's like.
Sure.
I always like playing Psycho characters.
So you'll have to type in arcane background Psycho on your own since it doesn't have it down.
Well, it's not going to work because you can't type it in on the arcane tab.
No, you type it in under the edges. It's an edge.
Right, yes. No, I understand that. And then if you look at the arcane powers thing, it's got a drop down, which you can't select from there. So you're going to have to fudge it.
Yeah.
At least unless I can find a plug-in. Someone might have already done it. I just haven't looked yet. But for Psykers, special rules are, you know, arcane background Psyker.
Well, I mean...
You have to have Psionics at a D4+, plus, which is going to be your skill. Smarts of a D8 or more. The arcane skill is Psionics based on smarts. You get 2 starting powers and 10 power points. They have a few special rules. You're bald. The release of your energy causes all psychers to go bald. So you might wear a toupee. Who knows?
A hood. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't forget, she is sleeping the call, so she does it.
And the big thing is that you're wanted.
Yep.
Because all the governments at this time are trying to recruit psychers into their espionage programs and such. So if you have these talents, you're you're being hunted.
And I cannot wait to, like, blow up magically and then kill us all.
That's the way to go.
How are you going to do that? What are you?
I'm a grifter, man. I've been making deals with Manitou since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
The New Orleans one is set in 35, right?
Yes.
That's okay. Right. If I fail my roll, I'd put my hit up.
Woo!
I do appreciate. So when it says spirit, a sprint of D6 plus. I'm assuming they mean spirit.
Yes.
That's just a typo. Yes. Ain't smart and of me to ever walk the face of the earth, or else I wouldn't be a grifter.
And for skills, how many points do we get?
15.
Yeah, 15 points. Up to the linked attributes die type, and then it costs more, past that.
One for each.
Okay.
And if you are choosing Harrowed, make sure you look under, in the library, there are Harrowed edges for specifically Deadlands Noir. You want to look at those. Cat's Eye is there, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. All the way down. Okay.
Alright, so I get to pick a particular vice.
Yeah. I was thinking of that for my character, being a grifter, but the vice I would have would be pickpocketing, but it didn't really seem to be a pickpocketing type vice.
Oh, that would be,
performance?
No. What is the... Oh,
the
shit. What is the
skill?
No, what is the psychological...
Kleptomania.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Just can't help yourself.
What would pickpocketing come under? If it's the skill?
It's stealth. Yeah. That's your general sneaky stuff.
It'll take stealth.
Yeah, Bert, I think I will start as a Harrowed, but I'm not going to necessarily start as Sarah.
Okay.
So how many Harrowed edges do you get to start with
you
if
get
you're
one free. And then for the rest of them you have to purchase the points.
Okay. So you can everybody gets one free edge because you're human. Even you who is not human. That is just the basic thing. You get a free edge.
Hurts my feelings. Richard.
Which I guess your free edge would probably be Harrowed, which then allows you to take the one Harrowed edge. Mm. Then everybody can take up to 4 points worth of hindrances. You're going to have 2 minor hindrances and 1 major hindrance. That's the things that you must have. You can't have 2 major hindrances or 4 minor hindrances. And then with those points, with hindrances, you can get additional edges. And it's 2 points for an edge.
So it's 4 points, you can take 4 points worth of hindrances, and it's 2 points per edge?
Yes. So you could get 2 additional edges. Or you could use those points to buy new skills. Or you can use 2 of those points, or you can use those points, sorry, to raise attributes. At the cost of 2 points for one raise.
But
it's just like an advancement kind of thing.
Is there any other way to gain edges? I've completely.
Only gameplay.
Yeah, only through gameplay. At the start, that's the only way to goo edges, is to get your free one and to get spend all of your points on them otherwise. There is actually another way to do pickpocketing it if you want. Now that I'm looking at the skill perform, this could actually be used for anything you want to be particularly good at. So you could have perform pickpocketing with the link skill being agility. You can do that. It is also fitting because the perform skill can actually find it. You can make a living doing it. So I making a living pickpocketing.
Okay, done.
Okay. I was actually looking at maybe a lounge singer.
Now keep in mind though that you also can pickpocket just by using the stealth skill. But if you choose not to have the stealth skill and just be good at pickpocketing, this is how you would do it.
Or perform singing if you're going to be a lounge singer.
Exactly. Yeah. So
is there some sort of really good voice.
Form.
Yeah.
No, I mean
otherwise for
a power or charisma. I guess charisma.
Charisma.
Is,
yeah.
I don't know whether that does it boost perform. I guess it must.
It should.
It
so
probably shouldn't boost. Well, maybe it should boost pickpocketing, as I decided.
And you get 5 to go.
No, here it is.
Edge.
It's professional edge, talented. You're okay. gifted. In fact, you might even be good enough to make a living at it. Choose perform specialization each time you take this edge. You get a +2 to all your rolls with the chosen specialization. Also, in general, you're able to find a nightclub or theater willing to give you the stage acts once a week. Whenever you do, you earn $5 times the total of your skill roll and box office receipts. So that's what you would do. Talented, edge, and that allows you to choose perform specialization and gives you a +2 to the rolls. So you could do that with pickpocketing if you wanted to be a talented pickpocketer.
Well, no, pocket, I'm just open to this.
You broke up that. I have no idea what you said.
I was a magician. Oh, I was actually thinking, because there's a +2 to rolls. It's a damn fine thing to do. I need to take Virtuoso.
Oh, wow.
Where's my daggone D8? Okay. This is just a... No, that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for the daggone D8. Anything I put in this character sheet is not final.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, it's fine. And remember, after we start playing, you've got a couple of game sessions before you have to lock it down anyway, so...
And I have no D8s.
Oh, on your screen?
Yeah.
Right-click anywhere on the screen and click Arrange Dice, and it'll show back up at the bottom.
Yeah, you can also just, on our computer, you can control and then use the, in my case, the middle mouse wheel on the dice itself to increase and decrease the size of it.
Or you can change that in the options so that it's always on and doesn't need control.
I could have control otherwise, I might accidentally.
And to get to a D8, that you have 5 points to spend in, or 5 shifts to spend in attributes, and a D8 is 2 shifts?
Yes.
That's correct.
You get a D4 for free and everything, but other than that, you have to spend. How are you coming along, Chris? Are you making anything or still thinking about it?
Yeah, I'm throwing some stuff out there.
Yeah, under edges, if you're going to be an actual cop and such, make sure you're looking under professional edges and such to see if there's anything that's useful to take as being a cop. Let's see what we got here. Professional edges. Well, there's professional edges for a sleuth.
I would also point out skills.
Yeah.
If you are going to be looking at being a cop, then important skills for a cop, possibly notice, to notice things at crime scenes. Investigation is the skill of looking at things through books, going through the paperwork, doing all of that. Streetwise is your gather information from people skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's beating down the streets and spending money, bribes, etc. Those would be important skills if you're going to be doing the investigation type. Also, I can't remember what the special rules are for, the setting rules are for talking and interrogating people.
There are new rules for that.
Yeah, because they are pretty good. So it's more involved than, hey, I just roll a roll, make a roll, and that's it.
Persuasion, intimidation.
Also, thanks to the depression, all characters start with poverty as a mandatory.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because we're in that decade of.
Just a question here. I'm trying to get the edges over onto the character sheet, and it's not quite working.
You have to drag it. Yeah, you drag and drop, but you gotta drag the bullet over.
Yeah, and you have to drag it into the edges box.
And that's not working.
I see
what the problem was. Never mind. You have to drag it slowly. And so you said it would be professional edge, talented, and then put points in performance skill.
Under talented, under your edges, just put down kind of next to it. Type in special your specialty of or your perform whatever it is. You perform singing, right?
This is the wrong time to be an insult.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, actually, they have a... No, wait. No, no, they have a skill for that.
True. Yeah,
they have something called Moxie in this, which is the ability to kind of cut down someone with insults and... let's see what that is.
I think that's an edge, probably.
No.
Not a skill.
It's social edge.
Yeah.
If there's smarts involved.
You can cut a mook down to size with a few sharp words or turn a goon's threats into a laughing matter with only a sentence or two. You get a +2 to all your taunt rolls, and you use taunt in place of a smarts or spirit resisting a test of wills. Not really kind of what you're saying, but yeah, that's
no, yeah, but that's no, I have no idea why it's all coming so inspirational. But,
yeah. Along with that is the fun hindrance smart mouth. how many aegis do you get?
You one. Get one for free, and then you can use your points from getting hindrances to buy an edge.
Okay. I think I need
and
to take...
hindrances are in the Savage Worlds core book?
Or in the both. Yeah, there's both. New ones in the Deadlands Noir one, which you can also pull ones from the main book as well.
I need one major hindrance in to completely cost my character.
Poverty doesn't give you any points.
Yeah. No. Poverty is
not the same. Extra thing.
Neither does the wanted for being a psyker. So.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm. Does the edge cost me in terms of edges?
Yes, being a psyker costs the edge.
Then, yeah, I definitely need to take a major difference costing. Because I want to take the talented edge as well. A plus two in your rolls is not to be sneezed at.
No, it's certainly a good thing.
I just need to consider what major I want. I'm the Grim Servant of Death.
Yes, I
are you going to ban any edges like you did with Grim Servant of Death before?
Nah.
Deadlands campaign?
Nah, I think you
really want to be that guy, you could be that guy.
Yeah. I could say Dark Secret Psyker, but that's kind of what we covered under Wanted Minor.
A minor is worth 1 point, right?
Indeed. Yeah.
And you can have up to 2 minors on 1 major. You can take others if you want, but it doesn't gain any points. Blind. Yeah.
So this is in New Orleans. So this is 1930s. So this is 50 years on, approximately, from last week. So it's going to be grandchildren, if anything, from the direct descendants.
I found the thread.
Now, I was just going to say, I should say, I am also going to be running some Deadlands Noir adventures here. With these characters. That is the plan here, anyway. So I should say, hey, yes, you should make one as well, Bert. And if you create a character and you put a hindrance in there, there is a possibility that I will actually use that hindrance. If you put in if you put in enemy or outsider or something like that, do not be surprised if I make use of that. As opposed to just letting you have fully built points, so to speak. When I build characters, if I put something in as a hindrance, it's because I want that to be part of my character. And I am going to assume the same of you guys.
Yep. I like to do that in general, but when I'm playing a plot point campaign where it's all plotted out for me, doing any more side stuff to accommodate those is kind of a pain in the ass. Yes. So, yeah, I don't, for the most part. I just found the thread about the Deadlands Noir Companion. Apparently it's not going to happen, so we just have to code it ourselves.
Not at all.
Yeah, the guy who does it says, I had considered coding this up a while ago, but wasn't sure how big the market would be for it. It's quite a bit of effort to push out a large book like this into SG format. Unlike stat block heavy scenarios or drag and drop weapons in the player's guide, hadn't really known how much FG ready value content this offered. So that was his last word on that.
Is there any comment at least about Psykers and Blessed? That's at least things you might use elsewhere.
Not really. This is
because that's on. Part of the.
Yeah, but it's a completely. It's also the one that you also have the player's guide for. The free handout. Comes in as well, so it's a bit more well known than
the guy that made the module is saying that he's not interested in doing it. Someone else may have.
Yeah. Is there anything which says that somebody else couldn't make it and get Peg's approval to put it up for sale?
Oh yeah, that's part of the that's part of the Fantasy Grounds license thing. If somebody in the community wants to do it and put it up for review, then it can be done. It's just that Phantom Whale's guy has done it all, so people are.
Mm.
Here, community extensions. Let's see if someone's done it.
he's a person that Pete knows as well.
Yeah.
I will just say.
In that case, hey Pete! Okay, where are the damn powers? There we go. Powers list. What can I take?
Yeah, let me tell you what the psychers are. They have a...
I've got the player's guide.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. I'm a Kickstarter banger. Oh, all the deer.
His name's the credits.
Yeah.
on this very product here. Yep.
It's a U-bit, so
yeah.
Okay, just a couple of lines away from you.
So. Well, good. Beast friend. No, dragon's good enough.
Nope, no one's made a community extension for it yet either.
I would expect them not to put it up as well, because, hey, it's paid for content, and giving that away for free is not exactly a good thing.
But so far their extension rules been go at it. They haven't really come down on anyone who's made extensions for things that are being sold. They're not official, and they could be broken anytime FG gets updated, but yeah, they haven't really put any.
Do we have anyone that can heal us? Do we have any healing in the party?
Not yet.
I will probably take a little bit of that as a skill.
I'll probably take a little bit of that as a skill, because I'm actually planning on playing a descendant of Sarah.
Ooh, that would be interesting, because that would mean you would have had to give him birth before you became undead. You can't give birth.
It would be an adoption.
Who also became Harrowed. What a bastard.
Yeah.
It runs in the family.
It's the same Manitou. It finally got purged from Sarah and it winds up in her
I could take healing self as a power. So we can do that. Ooh, invisibility.
Yeah. Okay, I should my character is kind of, I'm thinking of doing just a hand-to-hand person again, just as a descendant of Yong and Wubatai. Except all of the anger, none of the skill. Or none of the training.
Be a boxer.
Well, what I was thinking of having is, I guess an improvisational fighter picking up the stuff to hand and smashing it over their heads in that sort of. So pick up a glass, smash it in the head, throw it.
Jackie Chan.
I guess so. Yes.
He is very much
improvisational.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Oh look, we've got a ladder. Let's suddenly do a bit of a scene with a ladder.
Yep. So that is what I was going. That is what I was thinking. In order to facilitate that, I was hoping to reskin the quick draw edge. Because the quick draw usually allows to draw weapons on a person. I would like to do it so that it can quick draw things around.
There's actually an edge already for. Let me look at that one and see.
Improvisational fighter. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. That negates the penalties for using improvised weapons. Because you get a minus one to attack, and a minus one to your parry while holding it. I am looking for the, you can pick up the thing quickly in combat.
Okay, but if you don't have the edge, you would still have the penalty for it being an improvised weapon.
Yep, completely okay with it.
Sure.
Do that. Bert?
Yeah?
Quick question, you get 15 to spend on skills. You spend one to get the D4,
yes.
And then you, okay. And so to get a D6 would be 2 points.
Yes, and if you go higher than the linked attribute, it costs double.
Gotcha. Thank you.
It costs 2 points for each.
Okay, so it's...
So, yeah. So, in the companion, there's a load of martial arts edges as well. But I'm not intending to take any of those. Having not been trained. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh!
Wow, you run the points fast.
Yeah. Should mention the exciting setting rules that are in Deadlands Noir as well. Because there's a couple of new things that they use. Where are they? Okay, there's still fear levels, but you don't roll grit. What was it?
Guts,
that was it, yeah. You just roll your spirits to try and do that. And then there are fear levels for the area as well. So you'll take them out. And there's a couple of edges which lower the penalties for the fear levels. But there's nothing that you inherently add to it like you did with grit.
There's an edge that basically negates fear levels.
Yes. Where are the other setting rules in this exciting thing? Because They are things, I know I've mentioned this to Nick, they are things that he will love.
There is a tab on its own that just says setting rules under the player guide.
Yeah. There we go, okay.
Effective work, hard times.
No, those are the ones. Blood and guts. Characters can spend bennies on damage rolls. So you can spend a benny to reroll your damage if it is bad. That is not a thing we could do in Deadlands. Critical failures. This is what the one that Nick loves. Whenever a character rolls a 1 on both their trait and wild die, you cannot spend a benny to get out of it. You're stuck with that.
I like to call that the let's screw Nick over rule.
And then there's also gritty damage, which is whenever you suffer a wound, you always roll on the injury table as well.
Yeah, that's a wound, not after you've taken 4 wounds. That's each time you take a wound.
Because it is a... Yeah, it's a dirty world out there. Getting bashed on the back of the head repeatedly. It's the kind of thing that happens in wars. It's not necessarily good for you.
Yeah, I basically bought my character. I just need to get a picture.
Question, Bert. Can I take Death Mask to begin with or not?
Yeah, you can have that for free.
No, if I decide to buy it, I can get that.
Oh, wait. I was going to give you that free if you were being Sarah. Yeah, if you're not being Sarah, then you can take it, yes.
I have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it, though. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. As I said, this is very provisional. Now I got to find the daggone thing.
It's going to be in the original. I don't think Death Mask is in this one.
It's not. It would only be in Deadlands.
Oh, yeah. I've got to open that one up here. I'll open up Deadlands for you. Give me a second.
Just so I remember, so I've got it listed down. Was dragons an age or a hindrance?
Dragon? Yeah. Neither, because he's not... That's,
I know. Yeah. I just... It's more of a music thing.
Yeah.
I just got to make a note somewhere that I have dragon with me.
Dragon has his own agenda. He could be either.
Yeah. Alright. Powers, norms, powers. I don't have any fighting ability, so don't ask me to do anything.
Not even a d4.
Nope.
Wow. Alright.
Don't have the points, so.
No, sometimes it comes.
After you get punched in the face a few times, maybe you'll take it later.
I've got the running away skill.
Woohoo!
You put the one that has.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put it on your character, myself. Okay. Just hang on a sec.
Okay. No worries. Alright, this cat is too damn smart.
So you're playing Franny?
Yep. Franny Lewis. Lounge singer extraordinaire.
Oh wait, Death Mask came out of a different one. I don't actually have a download for it, so we're just gonna...
It's the third book, I think.
Yeah. It's done in office.
Ah, okay.
That's alright, I'm just going to type it in.
I was going to say, you copied and pasted it for our last one, so...
Yeah.
So, are you playing Sarah then? Okay.
No, I'm playing a descendant of one of Sarah's adopted kids.
Napoleon?
I actually keep Sarah kind of separate in case we play the next module... For the Raven one, I don't want to change that character, but I want to play the Descendant. And my cat.
What?
My cat has a death wish.
Bert, can you grab this picture and edit in for this?
You can do it yourself. You can just drag it and drop it onto the image, I believe.
I don't know if I can.
Well, Eddie's managed to do something, so... I
mean, yeah, well, Eddie's better than
Chris
me.
Has.
Oh, no. I just went on the internet, found a picture, put it on my desktop, and then cut and pasted it into the folder.
Yeah.
I'll find a picture eventually. As I said, this is just... That was very weird. Who's rolling dice?
I was.
Oh. Okay.
Critical failure! Yay!
It's just that my dice were also set to black, and it was very disconcerting for a second.
Everybody's just set to black. Yes.
Let's change it. Where's the image library thing?
The image library.
the Deadlands, where's the...
Where do you put it in your thing?
Yeah.
I can't remember, because it's just a button you press on the...
Yeah, it looks like a folder, and it opens up the directories of where everything is.
You can open up another copy of Fantasy Grounds. And then when you do that, it's just there in the top right. It's a folder. You open the data folder. And then you find portraits.
Yeah. If you don't get it, I'll put it in here in just a moment. I'm looking for something. I'm finishing up Sarah's.
How do you change dice color?
The artist palette in the top right.
Thank you.
Unless you're going to do my work, get the hell out of my briefcase. Kittens. Can't live with them. Can't put them in a roasting pot.
My character section isn't bringing up any characters this week.
Because your character's already selected.
Where's the images then for the characters? I thought there was.
For what?
For the little mini one picture?
What's your name? What's your character's name?
Anise.
Right, okay, that's still selected.
Yeah, but I want to change the picture.
Here you go.
Okay. So if you go to. If you double click on your character to bring it up.
Yeah.
Then the portrait that is there in the top left, top right of the character, double click on that.
Single click.
Yeah, single click, and it should bring up a menu that says folder, store, and also has a whole bunch of pictures.
Nope.
You know? Well, then there's a problem with your fantasy grounds.
Are you in two fantasy grounds at once?
There we go.
So wait, you click on the picture part.
Yeah. It wasn't bringing up the portrait properly. It does that sometimes. You have to close and reopen.
Okay, so wait a minute. I'm looking at the portrait part, and I click on it, and it doesn't show me anything.
Is it an actual frame, or is it a small gray dot?
It's a frame.
Okay.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah,
it's just taking time to pull up everything that's Bert has.
I don't think I want Eddie's picture as my portrait. No, I don't. I think I can live without that.
Oh, yeah. That's because I've got a bunch of portraits loaded in. I've got the ET portraits and other things. So when you click it the first time, it downloads all that.
It doesn't have any of the ETU stuff on my one. It's got a lot of fantasy stuff.
It actually downloaded it to yours, but I don't have it selectable for you. so you don't see it.
It's not even in my folder.
Well, you shouldn't be able to see.
Well, if I just go to the folder where it is on my C drive, no, I can't see them.
Exactly. You don't own them.
Yeah, you won't see it. It's if you look at all hidden files, you can probably see it, but you should not be able to see it otherwise.
It's got all hidden files in it. I think mine was set up to be showing those by default. Why the hell would I want them all with not all really hidden files in the damn thing?
ETU archetype portraits. I've got the Star Wars art library too. You throw those on.
I was playing as Chewbacca.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, well. You can get a grip.
Oh, the ETU archetypes. Some of them are kind of cool. I never looked at them before.
Yeah, I should be honest. Oh, no, I can see it in an item, but it's not shown. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You shouldn't be able to see them. You haven't. They are purchased things. You shouldn't be able to see them at all because you have not purchased ETU.
I have just shared them, actually, so they should populate in a moment. You should be able to see them.
So, we take the poverty minor or do we take destitute?
Destitute's poverty. A whole other thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poverty minor. You can be destitute instead, which is even worse.
Destitute just means I'm fucking broke. I'm broke at the beginning. No. I have nothing at the beginning of the campaign except what I have on me. My clothes, basically.
Right, and you still have poverty as well.
So we're all supposed to take destitute?
Yep. Because
you're all supposed to take poverty.
Poverty, yeah.
Poverty is a thing which says, hey, you're not making a lot of money, and you halve your money at the end of each game. Because you can't keep up.
So wait a minute. So is poverty like a hindrance? Another an extra hindrance?
Yep. Extra hindrance. You get no points for It is just a thing of the setting.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's in the Deadlands Noir Player's Guide.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Well, the rule is about it, but the hindrance itself is in the main guide, if you want credit.
It's in the Deadlands Noir Player's Guide.
Could be more.
If you look at making characters, just scroll down a bit, he gets poverty.
Alright, well, what is that? What is the hindrance thing?
Well, yeah, you can grab that and put it in your hindrances.
Yeah. No, it's not on the hindrances list.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not on the list for all new right, hindrances. Okay. Yeah.
It's not a new hindrance. It's part of
an old hindrance.
Even though it says minor, it is no points.
No points. It gets everyone has it because you're in the middle of the depression.
Much like French, you have no point. Thank you, I'm gonna worry about that later. So did Sarah share any of your wealth with her descendants as well?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you can buy comfortable. Yeah, which would But you have to buy it as an edge.
No, actually, Grand Aunt Sarah is available. Well, we haven't spoken in years because she's got a fundamental disagreement with the way I live my life.
And you have a fundamental disagreement that she's still alive.
And I'm secretly a little worried that I am.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you know.
And the edge that lets you ignore fear penalties is Grit, which is a legendary edge.
No, yeah, but there's another one before that. Yeah.
Guts, Brave, there's Brave.
Guts.
Yeah, Guts. You have to have Guts before you can get Grit.
And you have to have Brave and Guts.
And Brave adds plus two to your rolls anyway. So
yeah. And you need both before you can take Grit.
Right.
I don't know. I might change my hindrances, but they're...
No.
Very nasty at this point in time. I might change those.
Okay,
I had Arrogant as a major and Vengeful as a major. Which was, while it sounds like the type of character I want to play, I don't necessarily So, I kind of vision for this guy is a, his dad was actually a huckster. And he had built a veritable palace down in New Orleans. And, one day, fellow hucksters who were jealous of his wealth and power, came for him in the middle of the night one day. And they, killed him. It took everything he had. When my character was a young man, and now he's gonna a very traditional story of coming back for vengeance.
Is there any link between you and Gideon?
Not yet.
Robbed him, maybe.
Short round rob.
I could play a descendant of Short Round.
Well, that would make our characters kind of cousins.
Not even in the slightest.
No, actually it would.
Words. A rose by any other color is still a rose. Words cannot be mixed.
But the law can since Short Round, since Sarah adopted Short Round.
That's a hell of a good roll on climbing.
Yep, that's it. I don't have any fighting skill.
All right, I can see it now. So Sarah adopts Short Round, and Short Round takes over all of her businesses because he's got an incredible sense for business.
Bert, you didn't say business, right? In relation to Short Round,
it's business. Yes,
business.
It's legitimate business.
It's actually all up and up legal money, so it's all pre-laundered. It's pre-laundered.
I appreciate that you Short Round, man.
Yes, she made Short Round legit.
Yes, legitimate. It actually has legitimate in the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know. Think about taking the edge luck just for Just for
yep, because you want the extra Denny's.
Yep.
You realize that won't help when you roll double ones, as you cannot spend Denny's.
Richard.
Woo!
Richard, do I piss all over your illusions? No.
Okay. Now I'm having a second thought. Should it be a lounge singer or a journalist?
Well, lounge singer would certainly fit in the area. Journalist would too, though.
Well, that was a general question to the party.
I like the idea of lounge singer.
I think I probably will go with lounge singer. It's a different skill set from journalist.
So, Richard, you were saying that you built a arcane character before in Deadlands. Yes. So, is PowerPoint smart or worth it as an edge?
I don't know how many the Grifter starts with. I would always say yes, because, I mean, it allows you to do what you do
more. The recharge time looks like a lot.
I think you can gain extra stuff by indulging in whatever it is.
If you take the talent.
No, I think you can do it all the time. Well, no, okay, a, this is a, me.
Yeah, it's an
the answer
call.
Is always yes, get more power points. Yeah. You need to have Hedonist as an edge to regain power points.
Quickly. Right? Or.
Well, quickly recover, yeah.
You have to quickly recover.
Special rules, indulgence. A grifter must indulge in particular vice.
Once per day.
And then you can not overdose. That is not it.
It's the new wages overdosing, basically.
Okay.
You overindulge bad habit, and then you get it up.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes, recovers 1d6 power points. That's what I want to do, pickpocketing. Just go around stealing all the stuff. Hey!
Yeah, I might have to just take hedonist as much as I don't want to.
Yeah. My... For who knows, I'll take it small. Which fits, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you are the offspring of the Caledonia Luke, Caledonia was a very short woman.
Yeah, what? The name's become, and he's Villain. Villain who's become Villain in the years.
Part of your gentrification.
Yep. Although, you can be sure that when she was younger, she was called Villain. So that means they must have at least had a son to be the father of the niece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spirit of Vigor are really crap as well.
Has anyone ever read the Savage World of Solomon Cain?
Oh, yeah.
Played it once.
Is it good?
I liked it, but I was a big Solomon Cain fan.
Yeah, I love the books. Yeah, I love Solomon Cain. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly are you wanting to get into the game, Bert?
Not sure yet. We'll find out when everyone is able to play next. Oh, what are people looking like? I mean, is next weekend too soon? Do we want to go 2 weekends out? What do people's schedules look like?
Free.
What I would say is maybe one week to just like tighten up the characters and then start the next week.
That would put it at the 20th. How are people looking on the 20th?
I'm looking good.
Yeah.
Fine, as far as I know.
Richard?
Yeah, I can do... something is niggling me that I got something on the 21st. I think I can do the 20th, but I'll have to check.
Okay, well, we'll say the 20th, and then if that changes, just let us know, and we'll play around with that.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking the 21st. I might be thinking of the 21st of this month, and I'm just getting... Or of last month, and I'm just getting completely confused.
Chris, does Samuel have any relation to Eddie?
Somehow a relative.
Okay. Things I need to know to set up the why you all get together sort of thing.
is it a mystery, or is it actually you just haven't bothered to work it out?
We just really haven't worked it out. But definitely somehow related. Eddie is in the family.
Okay, so I just drag the picture over to the...
No, okay, so click on your character, open up your character sheet.
It's open.
Okay, and then single click on the empty portrait.
Mm-hmm.
It should open up a window in a moment. It may take a second.
Yeah.
Okay, and it should say folder, store, and then there, you should see a few pictures there.
Right.
If you click folder, it will open up your computer, and then you can locate the image on your computer.
Okay, which I've located.
Okay, and just click that, and should put it in.
And it did.
Did.
Not.
Well, no, I mean, when you selected the image from your computer, what did it close everything? If so, just give it a moment. It can take a bit to show up.
I'm selecting the image.
You're copying and pasting it into the folder, right?
Trying to. So I'm selecting the image, and it just opens Windows Viewer.
Right, no. Are you copying and pasting it into the folder Fantasy Grounds Portraits, the thing that's opened?
No, I was just clicking on it to open it.
Oh, no, yeah.
Right,
sorry.
No. Copy and paste it into that folder that has opened up.
Okay. Let me try this again. Okay. And then close the folder.
Then close, the Windows or whatever it is. Yeah. And then you should be able to open up your character again and then click on the portrait thing. And then it should be in there now.
There we go. I think it might have cut off the head, but that's okay.
Well, you can...
Oh, actually, no, yes. It did.
Yeah, it did.
It did?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, perhaps you're playing a Headless Wonder, are you?
No, I'm not.
Is that the wound which killed you? You had your head chopped off. That's why you're harrowed.
That is a question. So how did you die? Where is your death wound?
I'll figure that out in a minute. I'm just trying to get... Okay, Bert, can you throw the picture out?
Well, you just get a new picture. And
just whenever you get a new one, just overwrite that one. It'll be fine.
Okay.
You can just send the picture to me, and I can crop it and send it up there. I can do that later.
I'll figure it out. I have to get a grip on this photo editing thingies anyway.
Mm. All right. Well, my wife and I are needing to get some food, so I think I'm going to call it a night. I'll leave this up if people want to keep playing with it. And
okay, I'll probably send you the picture anyway.
It's fine. And we'll shoot for the 20th then, for the first game. And if your characters aren't completely ironed out, that's fine. I usually give a couple of sessions to get it straightened out anyway. And, you can make changes as you need. Alright, guys.
Okay.
Alright.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incommontech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.